I'm here with Jim Lanes, the editor for Biofuels Digest, and we are at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference. Jim, what do you expect to see over the next few days here at the conference?
Well, the highlight today is an amazing live signing of the farm-to-fuel agreement between the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, and Ray LaHood, the Secretary of Transportation, will be on stage live just after 2 o'clock to sign that agreement. They'll also give keynote addresses. We also have the Chairman of Bank of America, Chad Holliday, to talk about sustainability and finance. We have the CEOs of the three hottest companies in bioenergy on stage this morning. And we have the heads of the five major trade associations all on stage. So that's just this morning, so it's going to be an amazing week.
Sounds like you've brought in a lot of the big players in the biofuels market, but you've also reached out to government officials. It looks like you've also reached out to financing. Kind of have to have that whole concept, don't you, to make things happen in this business?
Well, you don't have to reach too hard because they all want to know each other and network like crazy. Policy, finance, production, R&D, that all comes together. They all have to know each other, and this is the place generally they do it. They like to come to D.C., especially in a sequestering environment. It's easier to get to D.C. than to get D.C. out into the world. And we expect a lot of deal flow this week. And we expect 7 to 8 major announcements. Two have already been made this morning. Sweetwater Energy with a $250 million deal. And Cobalt Technologies is announcing an expansion to Asia with 2 strategic investors on the biochemical side.
3 big days here near the nation's capital. Best of luck on it, Jim.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
With Jim Lane at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference, I'm John Davis.